This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
We're covering six enemies to faith. A quick review was the first enemy to faith is going to be a failure to understand what it means to be a new creature in Christ. The second enemy is a failure to understand your place. You're a child of the living God. The third enemy is a failure to understand that you're righteous, not in your own righteousness, but righteousness is imputed through us by what Jesus did. The fourth one was a failure to understand our right to use the name of Jesus. We have authority to use that name. And the fifth one, which we're on now, is a failure to act upon the word. The word of God is so real, it's so powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, it's alive. But if we learn the word and we don't ever do the word, then we'll be just as James says, James 2, that be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Because if you're just a hearer of the word and not a doer of the word, you'll know it. But if you don't do it, you'll be like the man that looks in the mirror and walks away and forget what manner of man he was. Now, I stopped and I said, well, some of these metaphors and analogies in the Word of God kind of shocked me. So I said, well, what does it really mean if he used that? What is a man who looks in the mirror and walks away and forget what manner of man he was? What is he like? Now, I'll ask you, when you look in the mirror in the morning to get yourself ready to go to work or to go out and be presentable, you're looking in the mirror to see if you look good. You know, I want my mate, if you're a lady, you want your makeup on right. If you're a man, trim your mustache, you want it trimmed right. You're fixing your hair, you want it neat. You look in the mirror so you can improve yourself and to make sure you're the way you want to present yourself. Now, the man who looks in the mirror and then turns away and forgets what he looks like, he never improves himself. He never straightens his hair. He never sees that his sideburns are crooked and trims them straight. He never sees that he's got a big blotch of soap on the side of his face. He looks in the mirror and then he walks away and forgets what manner of man. In other words, he looks in the mirror and forgets how terrible he looks or how good he looks or whatever and walks away. That's what happens to the person who looks into the mirror of the Word of God. If you look in the Word of God, oh gosh, this is great. Oh, I love this pastor. This is so good. Oh yeah, I see I can grow in this area. Oh, I'm doing fine on that. Oh, this is great. I love this pastor. Oh yeah, there's the Word of God telling me to do that so I can be blessed. But then you go away and you don't ever do that. You're just like that man. You looked in the mirror, you walked away. I talked to many Christians and they said, well, pastor, why don't my circumstances in life change? Why don't I have more money? Why don't I have more of this? Why aren't my kids like those kids? Why isn't this? I said, do you do the words you know to do? Well, you know, yeah, I do the word. I said, well, what do you mean by do the word? I mean, does the word talk about tithing? Do you do that? Well, some of the time. Does it talk about spending time in prayer? Well, you know, I do a little bit. Does it talk about not forsaking yourselves, assembling the saints as the manner of some is? Do you come to where the word of God is being taught, where you can grow? Do you avoid lying and cheating and stealing on taxes? You know, are you nice to people? Do you take opportunities to minister as opportunities come up? Are you bold in God? Do you pray for boldness? Because Paul had a problem with boldness. There's times when he said, Father, I pray that you make me bold. I've had to pray that. Because, you know, people can be scary some of the time, especially if you're out living in this world. You run into some of these people, they're scary. But God might unction you, go witness that person. You're like, that guy's a biker. He's wearing leather. He looks like he'll tear my head off. I'm not going to do it. It takes boldness. It takes boldness. But if you don't act on the word, that's definitely going to be an enemy to your faith because then you get self-condemned. Remember, Romans 8, 1 and 2 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. But there is condemnation to the Christian who walks after the flesh. God is not the one that's going to condemn you. Your own conscience will condemn you. And if you walk after the flesh long enough by knowing in your mind, God bringing up in your mind and your heart what the Word of God says, but yet you go on and turn against that anyway and do what you want to do, you do your own thing, you sear your conscience. And eventually you're no longer sensitive to the unctions of the Holy Spirit. You're no longer sensitive to the directions and the guidance of God. And it comes a point where you drift right back into backsliding, then drift back to slide right on off the mountain and you're unsaved. Because once saved, always saved would be nice. You get saved and you go live like the devil because you're going to heaven anyway. But it's not true. The Bible doesn't teach it. I was raised Baptist and I was taught it, but I wasn't taught it from the Bible. But since I've gotten older and I read the Bible does not teach once saved, always saved. There was a state, if you will, where Lucifer, the prized cherub of God, now we know him as Satan the devil, where he was in great standing with God. But he's going to hell now in a handbasket. He is not, quote unquote, saved. Neither can he be. It would be nice, once saved, always saved, but it's not so. But if we know that God's word is true and we act as if it's true, it becomes a reality in our lives. It becomes a reality. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will guide thy path. He will direct thy path. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We were teaching last week when we began this how hard it is sometimes for us. I mean, I fought for years. I was raised in church, and I got out for a while, but I was raised in church, and I'd hear messages taught. But I knew when it came down to where the rubber meets the road, I'm in that situation, I'd make the wrong decision so often. I'd go the wrong way. I'd take the wrong choice. And bad choices create your life, and good choices create your life.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 tells us that. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. We were teaching last week when we began this how hard it is sometimes for us. I mean, I fought for years. I was raised in church and I got out for a while, but I was raised in church and I'd hear messages taught. But I knew when it came down to where the rubber meets the road, I'm in that situation, I'd make the wrong decision so often. I'd go the wrong way. I'd take the wrong choice. And bad choices create your life, and good choices create your life. We talked about last week, if you want to improve where you are now, start changing decisions, and in the next 3 to 4 years, it'll be different. Because today, we are just a product of all the bad or good decisions we made yesterday, the year before, the year before, the year before. And it's never too late to change. As long as God has given you a breath to draw, you can always restructure your environment. Long as you are breathing, you can change. I don't care if you're black, yellow, polka dot, with stripe down your back. You can always change. And in God, we're always being brought up. He says we are moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory, always increasing in God. Oh, the word of God is so good. I've gotten into this in the last, 15 years or so. And I'm telling you, I get excited about the word. I get excited about doing it because you know what? God can be trusted. He is faithful. And when you look at it and you see it and you go out and do it, don't fail to act on it, but you go out and act on it and you do it. Wow. It's just like God said. Just like God said. I remember when we went on a mission trip in Guatemala and we were down there praying for the natives and they invited us to come down. We took an airplane 45 minutes straight down to the jungle floor. We start off in Guatemala City, which is 9,000 feet up. Elevated above sea level. We get on the plane, take off from the runway, and go down. And you fly down for 45 minutes, just flying down to the jungle floor in the Patan jungle in South and Central America, Guatemala. And then we got invited to come to a little church, little shack of a church. Some missionaries had been there. God led them from Philadelphia, and they took a houseboat. And they got it in Texas and put it in the water. And they sailed it all the way down through Mexico, all the way down. And the Lord told them to stop there. In a place in the middle of the jungle. Alligators and everything in the water. We saw them, and they're in there taking a bath, and I wasn't getting in there to take a bath with any alligators in the water, but they claim they don't bother you. But so we went in the house and took our shower. But they were ministering to the natives, called of God. One was an Amish, one was a Mennonite. They married, had a bunch of kids, had cleared some land. John Osteen was helping them out with their ministry down there, doing a fantastic work for God. All of it took faith. They were there. They invited us to come down. We packed up. We came down. We preached for a couple of nights in a little shanty type little thing. And the natives loved us. And they brought palm leaves and laid palm leaves on the floor because it was a dirt floor. But they laid leaves on the floor and kind of cut palm leaves off the trees and had decorated the church. It was beautiful. Little church in the jungle. And we went down there and we preached the word to them. It's a simple message that Jesus loves and Jesus saves. And people came up and got born again. They had a baptismal service the next day. So they baptized the people. We got pictures. But you know what? We started walking the word. We started following the word, and opportunities to minister came up. Hey, to go to Guatemala. Well, I tell you, if I hadn't gotten the word, I wouldn't have been able to go anywhere. But when we prayed for people, things happened. What did we look at in Mark 16? I mean, Mark 16 told us that these shall be the signs of the believers, that they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what?
Recover.
They shall I believe that. When I lay my hands on the sick, now is their faith involved too? Is my faith and their faith? Because God showed it to me like this. I said, well, Lord, why didn't this, that, and the other? God says, faith and salvation. He says, healing and salvation go together. God has already done all he's going to do about healing you, and he's already done all he's going to do about saving you. Back when Jesus said on that cross and by his stripes, we were healed. And on that cross, by that testimony, his death, burial, and resurrection, we can be saved. What is he doing about your salvation today? Nothing. It's a finished work. He's already done everything. You believe or you don't believe. You believe and receive salvation, you have it. You believe and receive healing, you have it. You don't believe, you don't have it. He's not doing anything about it. God has his hand as far reached down to man from heaven with healing in it and with salvation in it as he's ever going to reach it. It's as far as it's going to go. And what we've got to do with our faith is we have to reach up. You reach up to heaven with your faith and you say, God, I lay hold of that promise. I believe that I'm healed. I believe, I don't care what my body feels like, what it looks like. I believe from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I'm healed. And as man's faith comes in contact with the power of God, there's always a supernatural change. Something happens on the inside of you where your metabolism starts changing. Your body starts changing, and that healing is affected in your body. But you know what? The word says, pray for the sick. The word says if there be any sick, in James 5, it says if there be any sick, let them ask the elders of the church that they might pray for them and anoint their heads with oil. There's not many people asking. Normally, a minister's out asking them, anybody sick? You want me to pray for you? Not many people asking. You know, oh, well, I'm going to get healed when there's a ministry line. It wasn't a ministry line today. I guess I got to wait. I said, you think the lady with the issue of blood waited? Or you think she acted on the word? She heard words that Jesus was healing. She heard words there was a man coming who, if you could just get near him, she says, if I could just lay my hands on the hem of his garment, if I could just get near him, if I could just touch a part of him, I will be healed and made whole. And he looked at her and he didn't say, hey, you've been healed by my power. He says, your faith hath made you whole.
Today's message has been part two of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a beautiful local